So we're here lifting up the Word of God today. Let me read some more scripture to you. We'll rightly divide it. Jesus in John chapter 5, verse 8, 9, and 14. Jesus said unto him, "Rise up, take thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. No more, lest a worse thing go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." So here's the deal. Jesus says in several places, go, sin no more. But the American church system says, well, you just are all a bunch of sinners. You're going to sin all the time. Actually, the Bible never calls his saints sinners. He calls them saints. I need to lovingly tell you that. He calls you saints. Now, can we slip into sin? Yes, we can. Can we make a mistake and do sin? Yes, we can. But guess what? God's people do not live in sin. What is sin? The transgression of God's law. And God's law says, to keep my commandments, to come out of the world, to walk and be holy in all your conduct, to don't practice the traditions of men. This is everything that your church systems and this music festival are doing. They're keeping sin. Whether it's how you live, act, talk, dress like the culture, whether you practice Roman Catholic, evangelical, non-denominational ways that God never ordained. Godly saints are led to the Holy Scriptures and are taught all truth in the Word of God. And then they obey all truth in the Word of God. So consider that right from Jesus' mouth, he said his people sin no more. He told the woman, go sin no more in the book of John. Yet people here will tell me, oh, we're going to sin all the time. They're not so concerned about sin. I just witnessed to a young man and a young woman. They said one sin put us out of the garden, man. One sin killed two priests in Leviticus 10 for their false worship, their strange fire worship. I would tell you that you're doing strange fire worship today. God did not ordain stages, millionaire music whores that sell the things of God like Crowder. By the way, Crowder is a mystic. Crowder is linked to Roman Catholicism through contemplative prayer and Lecto Vina. Look it up, prove it out, test it out. So you're following a lot of false ways and you're living in sin. Following the culture, the media, sports, Packer Nation, hunting, fishing, idolatry, pride and vanity. We'll read scriptures on that. All of this is ongoing sin. And Jesus said, go and sin no more. So what that tells you is, the sin you keep doing is not covered by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:26 tells us that. If we willfully sin, there's no sacrifice for our sin. So ponder that, all you that claim Jesus. Ponder that. Jesus said, go sin no more. Worldliness, false religion, false music concerts, pride and vanity, doing your own way is all sin. And you continue to sin to your own peril and eternal demise. We love you enough to come and stand in the streets and lift up the truth of God and the Holy Scriptures today.